Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. Tonight, I am your host. This is Lady K. co-host of Frontline Black News and The Revolutionary Agenda. I'm actually the host of. And as you know, regular contributors here at Chicago's Black Experience Enhanced, and we have an interesting, good show and a lot of things to talk about. And one thing most important is our brother, our co-host, Shay Nkrumah. We want to talk about his, I'm just going to say his name, Jesse Paris, finally filed for the mayoral candidacy to run in 2023 and to replace the mayor here in Denver on a pro-black grassroots campaign. We have him here today, and I just wanted to open up the show a little bit, give us a little insight before we have, Shay Nkrumah, a.k.a. Jesse Paris, come on in and actually, grace us with his presence and tell us about all of this. Interesting thoughts that he has about running for mayor. We're in a state, we're in Colorado. Colorado, in my opinion, is still a sundown state, still filled heavily with white supremacy at every turn. I hope you can hear me. I'm in a bad signal area, so bear with me, family. We're here to entertain you and educate you tonight. So we're in a sundown state, in my opinion. Also, too, all surrounded by nothing but white privilege. White tears matter. They are just convinced that we must stay under, on the lower end, black people. And or, get broken into their system and be indoctrinated into their nonsense and turn into some old coons. And none of us over here are really on that level. I feel like myself and my mate, as you all, we all know that Jesse's my mate. I feel like some days we're like the only revolutionaries here that are actively doing city council work or unhoused stuff. And some days it feels like that, he's doing it from the political side. He's doing it from the change side, that needs to happen. It's like a whole process. Whereas I'm on the ground, I'm in the street, where I'm comfortable at. I'm not like him. I'm kind of envious of that. He can join all these organizations and actually do some real good work for black people first. We already know that unhoused communities are a humanitarian issue, and we cannot neglect the most vulnerable. But I like the fact that we're black first, and that's the way it should be right now, in my opinion. Kind of, I'm probably a little radical in my early 40s. However, I've seen enough to know that I am extremely angry and just want more. I expect more. I'm tired, and this is all disappointing. 42 years of disappointment. So I'm kind of excited because as part of the grassroots active member of the New Black Media that helps get this foundational Black American tangible everything out there for you, for the people. It's really, really, really impressive. I myself have never seen anybody make a goal like his and actually start making ways to accomplish it. I grew up very rough and product of the system. I had never seen nothing like that. So when he actually filed the paperwork, I was like a little sad and excited and scared and wanted to, like any woman that loves somebody wants to protect him from all the madness and fight all his battles just so he doesn't have to, just because I'm more like that, you can't do that. You just got to let that ride. And he's strong enough, very strong. Actually, I remember a time when Jesse was tell any white person off about their white supremacy, and we weren't having it. And it just rubbed off on me, and now it's like almost second nature. Like, I thought I was doing it bad before, let's just put it like this. It's worse now. I'm taking no passes. And it's time. Too much free liberties going on where everybody is benefiting but black people. It's been like that. It'll be like that until some actual dramatic change happens. But I also, hold on, so let me, I think I got callers coming in. One time, hold on 1 second. Caller, 4169. Who do I have
Brother
on?
Brother Che.
Brother Che, hold your thoughts. How are you doing, sir? Welcome to your show.
Austin, highly placed.
Not the co-host. Welcome. We're glad you're here. Hold on, let me grab the other line. It's a local number. 1 second. Hold on a sec. Caller, 720 on the 2279. Who do I have on the phone? You're live.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. This is Shabazz.
Oh, hey. How you doing, Shabazz? Welcome to Shabaka's Black Experience. Yes, welcome to Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. I'm a regular contributor here, and obviously, you know, co-host the Frontline Black News and the Revolutionary Agenda. And today, we also have Jesse Parrish, Che Nkrumah, as our guest. And we're going to ask him all kinds of questions because he filed for to be the mayor of our city that we live in now. Let me just finish up my little opening, and then we'll go ahead and get to it. Thank you for coming, Brother Shabazz. Glad you can make it. I know you have great insight. Let me go ahead and also, Brother Shabaka will probably join us a little later. Actually, you know, busy doing manly work. So pray for his success, and we hope he joins us towards the end of the show whenever he can. We also have other guests popping in and out. Bear with me. I'm just learning the process of the actual blog talk, so just bear with me. I'm new at the thing. Usually Jesse runs it. So back to what I say. The black people here in Colorado that I've noticed, very small handful nowadays that are awake and revolutionary and ready for the change, and everybody else has moved out of all of our black areas and has now decided that money is position and powerful play and is now bourgeoisie and petty and what do you call it? Real coons. No matter how you slice it or dice it, that's really what it is. And their behavior is an embarrassment because you don't know what side of the coin they're going to play on. They're definitely off code. Definitely don't even know what code is, you know, and let alone practice it. So it's refreshing to see Jesse, our co-host of Chicago's Black Experience, actually put a goal out, really mean it, stand in it, and is ready for the fight ahead. Before we introduce Brother Shabazz, do you have a quick little statement of opening up? Tell the people about yourself.
Yeah, I'm just woke up about maybe over an hour ago. So I decided to call in, and hopefully, Brother Che, I hope you win the election as a mayor.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to try to keep updated and wait for the election.
Yeah.
Yeah, the election's not until 2023, so we got a year.
Okay. Need you, Brother Shabazz. You know, you never know how much you're needed with our little village, you know, of all like-minded friends that we all have. It's a little village, but it's an impactful village. And you're an important part of that, you know what I mean? Very important part of that little village.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And so let's introduce the man of the hour, the one that everybody's been ignoring, just in treating like absolute shit for the last year and denying him his reign. Let's go ahead and welcome our co-host, Jesse LaShawn Parrish, the mayor, future mayor of Denver 2023. We said as it is and it will be. Welcome. to your show.
Good evening. Thank you. Thank you, Lady Chay. Awesome introduction. My name is Jessica Sean Paris, and I just filed for Mayor of Denver for the 2023 mayoral election. And I have been doing social justice activism work for the past 10 years. I've been a homeless advocate at least 7 of those years. I've been attending Denver City Council meetings the last 5 years. And I'm a regular speaker at such meetings. I have lived experience under the urban camping ban, which has affected me personally. And I have tangible solutions to our unhoused neighbor problem and affordable housing crisis. I have a bachelor's degree in criminal justice and criminology from Metro State University. I attended and graduated from all Denver public schools. I am a Denver native of 30-plus years, and I want to see a Denver that takes care of its less fortunate and downtrodden instead of demonizing and criminalizing them. I want a city that is actually affordable and doesn't have 27,000 vacant luxury apartments while 100,000-plus people are unhoused. I want an equitable, progressive, and empathetic city that is the opposite of what we currently have.
Hell yeah. I want that too.
And I'm the only...
That was Dr. Tier right there. Like,
and I'm the
what
only
does that look like?
Black candidates running for this office. I am unopposed. I am running under the Unity Party.
So,
which is not left, not right, but forward. Yeah. 1 second, Brother Shabazz. We're having the technical difficulties.
Yeah, I was wondering why it's so silent.
Yeah, the internet is acting like. Acting up. We're using the internet to do the show tonight.
Okay,
so. Yeah, you are. So when that happens, you just hit that.
Yeah. Gentlemen, technical difficulties. There are like 5G towers everywhere, and they just don't want to. They try to every way to not let Jesse have his shine. Like 2 days now, I'm like, nah, I'm not having it. You know, I see that. You know, we have like, you know, nobody wants to see this, and they try everything they can to upset the balance of my guy's world, like, you know, not giving him his proper accolades. It takes a lot of courage to do this. He has a lot of responsibility to do in a whole year, not to mention fight off all this negative conversations and bad campaigning and, you know, in fact, he's not even on the Democratic or Republican thing, you know what I mean? He's independent? You know what I mean? Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, independent unity.
Yeah, so it's like, man, you know, that right there is a whole different fresh breath air, a breath of fresh air, you know, and you would think our community would be so much more amped about this, and no, as usual, they disappoint me by talking about other shit except for this. This is important. This is like monumental, groundbreaking, shocking, you know, bold, you know? And, you know, like, you know, Brother Shabazz, I'm like a real life, a lot of energy, like a little firecracker. I can't stand by and watch this blatant disrespect. You know, every Monday he says he's going to be the mayor. A whole year and a half. And they just ignored it. Intentionally. You know? With the cultural center and, you know, everybody's always censoring us. They don't want to hear black first or black empowerment or black people first. They don't want to hear none of that. And it's like, well, too bad. Here we have it. You know, eat it. Enjoy it.
Oh,
love it.
How's the Brother Jeff's culture center over there?
Yeah, he's been ignoring us too. He hadn't acknowledged it, brother.
At all. So he didn't acknowledge
it's okay.
It, or
you know, the pull up will be real, real.
Hello?
Oh man, she keeps getting disconnected. Hold on. Hold on, but it's the best. Babe, just call in because it's actually stupid. Yeah. So it don't hang up, Brother Sebastian.
I'm still around.
Okay.
Oh yes, I haven't heard from Brother Noble. I wonder how he's doing.
Yeah, I haven't heard from him either.
Yeah. Last I heard about him, he was in Georgia somewhere.
All right, I'm back. The host is back. Yeah, no, Brother Jeff, Brother Jeff and his cronies have not acknowledged it. And if they did, for the last 3 months, they've went out of their way to be disrespectful in a way that's saying, like, he can't do it or we are racist, we have racist views. It's a lot of sneak dissing, you
know what I mean? I'm sorry for cutting in, but I don't even fool. I'm done with Brother Jeff a long time ago anyway. So, I mean, I'm talking about Jeff Ferrar.
Yeah, you don't like that shit. You don't like being called out on his, you know, one day you're going to be with us and the next minute you're not. And why the fuck do we care about what the whites are doing? Aries?
Right.
Like, really? The whites had took over our whole motherfucking area, and nobody seems to be bothered by that. Did you intend to be the only man on Walton?
That part.
Right. Yeah, you don't like it, you censor me, you don't want to hear what I say, and not only that, but because we, you know, everything's race, they always make it seem like, you know, everything's about race with us. Goddamn right. Everything is race.
He said everything's about race. That's I'm not surprised.
Yeah, he refers to us.
People keep
there's only two
exposing.
Of us. There's only me and Jesse. Yeah, me and Jesse be hyping up I be fucking with the chat. And, you know, I'm really like, I'll tell the truth, you know what I mean? Calling out all kind of fraudulent caps. They're like, oh, it's all racist. Well, yeah, he's not on code. And for somebody who knows about the code, right, the actual code, there's three books. You're not on code. These motherfucking guests don't even know what that is. They couldn't tell you
what that was.
They can tell you nine areas of nothing. I'm sorry. I apologize, Brother Shabazz. That man upsets me. He's like Jesse's nemesis. Every hero got a nemesis that loves to hate him, that likes to fight with him, and wants to help him, but is still like his pretend friend, but a secret hater. That's Jesse's nemesis.
Yeah.
You know?
Him
I don't like
Terrence
that
Roberts.
He's been exposed since 2014-15, Brother Jeff. So I've been knowing
Brother
that
Jeff
for a while.
Brother Jeff on like that like one time in chat when he called out fucking Terrence. He said, you use cuss words and shit. I was like, oh, he actually had it. But it took so long for him to do that.
Yeah.
So we was already clowning him from, like, me and Jesse been together, what, like a year and a half? Been clowning him since then.
Mm-hmm.
When he said he was going to pull up, and he never did.
Yeah.
I mean, I was getting all stupid and shit, talking about stuff. Yeah, it was a whole mess. But not to mention, I clowned him when that blood shit that happened at Park Hill. recently. Hard. And that book. That book was fucking trash. About the Holly?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hey, snitching. Damn, I have no respect for that man. You know what I mean? I would have let them red rat individuals do what they had to do. You know what I mean? Nobody acts on principle anymore. They should have. They took up for him. They should have. They protected him. They should have. You know? But at the end of the day, the man put a trash book out, and even if Brother Jeff highlighted it on his show, he still sold it in the spot. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. What did that say?
It's a trash book.
Yeah, it means it's all about the bread at the end of the day.
Is that bread in his day?
Like, man, like, you know, we had to go in there and, like, really beg to sell Rommel's book. You know, we got to be blessed as one day. We really did try to get that book out because that was the only place we could actually do it there because the co-op's not really functioning right now, you know what I mean? And it was like, man, no good deed goes unsullied. You know, you try to be polite and shit, and then next thing you know, they want to act a certain way because they have their little click and shit. And, nah, me and Jesse ain't having it. Well, I'm not having it. Jesse just, you know, I was loud. You know, I can't speak on what Jesse's been feeling sometimes, but I was like, hell no. No, we're calling up that white supremacy. You know what I mean?
No pass given.
Yeah, it's not progressive. It's not about black empowerment. It's always an inclusive thing. We can't be inclusive no more, man. We spent 500 years to be fucking, you know, kumbaya and trying to be peaceful and trying to be good, and look what it's gotten us. You know what I mean? And it can't. I can't do it. You're like the only motherfucker left on 5 points. 5 points is a ghost town. All you see is white people holding hands and walking dogs. And it wasn't like that before. Man, we got Juneteenth coming up. Remember? Juneteenth was a joke last year. Nobody wanted to hear it from me, though. I was probably the only one who said it.
Oh, Juneteenth?
Mm-hmm.
I was doing
last year?
The whole Juneteenth.
We came in through the backside with the dude with the dress. I gave him the whole out where the black media speak. And not in my neighborhood. We just went through. So I was like, hell no, I ain't never seen no fences like that for Juneteenth. And Juneteenth would be cracking off every year. Cracking off. You know? At least three shots. Yeah? Just for the sake of having it. But at the same time, what about the white people? You know, this ain't Cinco de Mayo. This ain't the taste. You know? Well, let's not just let my shade deflect the message. Those are white people not spending with black vendors. What's that? They're already been in our community, man. That shit upsets me, man. You gotta understand. I cry every time I go to 5 points. Because I remember when the streets were packed with people just out there just being friendly and talking it, you know, talking and just moving around up and down all day long. You know what I mean? It was busy. It was community. And I don't have that no more, and that shit is a shame. He should be ashamed of that because he don't really promote the community anymore. The community's on the chat, and they're mixed. It's a mixture of a community, not all black.
Right. It's a gentrification happening all over America.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's like, where are we going? Like, we got to wait for a fucking event, a funeral, or a holiday that's really a symbolism for us to get together as a community of black people. And even then, we have small little events, like, example, Malcolm X Day. Garvey Day, right? And or our co-ops or whatever. And they're really just a small group of people we already know getting together, exchanging dollars, right? That's not a whole, that's not people you see every week, all week long. Or you can just go and mob down the street and actually run into somebody and say, hey, man, let's, hey, you want a beer? Let's share a beer. Or let's eat a piece of pizza. Or, man, Walton Street Cafe is gone. That's it. What's left? You know what I mean? We can't even say the little spots that are actually left because we don't wish nothing bad to happen, you know? I think he essentially wants to be the only motherfucker on Walton. That's it. He's really the only motherfucker on Walton. Honestly.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, that's right there. Like, that he could say, oh, wow, you know, I kept the cultural center. But, okay. Would you own the cultural center, cuz? I don't think so.
No,
I'm not sure. Let me look into it. Right. You renting it. So you could up and bounce the cultural center. You could up and just ditch the Cousins building. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anything else? You know? So, no, we don't have no community no more. People just think it's a,
I agree.
You know, it's a game. It's fun and shit. It's not. It's a setting. We got to go to Park Hill to see the Elders. What? And even then, man, everybody's so spread out. It's not, it's almost not fair to us with all the gentrification, if you look at it. You know? They took everything from us.
We were warned a long time ago about gentrification since the early 90s. They warned us.
Yeah.
It's Boys in the Hood.
That's.
Yeah, Boys
in the Hood
came out back in 91. He warned us in the movie.
Yeah.
Then it started happening in back 2014 and 15. Oh, yeah, Brother Eric and I and Brother Reggie, we walked through the neighborhood and we were about to cry when we saw Five Point back in, was it 2014 or 2015?
Mm-hmm.
We're about to cry.
Mm-hmm. I'm crying now.
They gentrified. I mean, it got so bad. They gentrified the neighborhood. I mean, lost businesses.
And look how they look at us, though, Brother Shabazz. Look how those people look at us in our own area. They look at us like we're invading, like we don't belong there. You know, they don't even smile. They don't talk. They just look. They give dirty looks at fucking side quests, and they just, you know, like, what is with all the fucking white couples and fucking Five Boys? You don't see no black couples. I thought it was weird. I was telling Jesse one day we were outside. I was like, this is weird. It's like old Children of the Corn type shit, you know? why is there so many couples, young couples, with dogs? I remember a time when them motherfuckers wouldn't get out their car. But they had the audacity to look at us like we're in the wrong area? Man, Curtis Park, everything's changed. Like, it's very upsetting to
me.
I'm
still waiting for the Curtis Park to be fixed up. They talk about making the sidewalk. How long does it take to make a goddamn sidewalk? It's been almost a month. How long did it take? I mean, how long does it take at the current time
to
make
the system,
sidewalk?
Brother Shabazz. For real, I went into the system when I was a little girl, and I got Lila Williams' foster care, and his old raggedy-ass fucking bitches that are older than me, you know, they want to pick on me and shit, because, you know, I came from a suburban household, you know. I didn't know a lot of things that I knew at like 15. I was just little. Went into a system, right? Oh, braggedy ass bitches, you know, they're like try to take you somewhere and just fuck you up, you know? And they did that. They left me for dead in Curtis Park, man. And it wasn't for like the low sort of taking care of me, teaching me shit. You know what I mean? I grew up right there. Man, I moved around all over that little area to the Bells, the Bag, and Aurora because motherfuckers looked out for me because I wasn't conditioned. I didn't know I was ever going to be out there like that. You know what I mean? I didn't even know my pedigree. I didn't know none of that shit. I was just, man, we came from L.A. Daddy got out. You know what I mean? Go to school over here in South Aurora. I don't know who would have known. You know, and then now I look at Curtis Park and it's like, man. pull it together. Y'all don't care about us. Like, the city don't care about our feelings. And they only care about their money. That hurt my feelings with 5 points, Curtis Park, the East Side, Park Hill, you know what I mean? The nice part of Park Hill, all that shit, all that Colfax, certain part of it, it all hurt my feelings. You know, Smiley, you know, the diner, all those things that, you know, custom to see, and they're not there because of fucking development or money or whatever the fuck the issues are. There's not enough money to replace sentimental fucking things, you know what I mean? Or community or, you know what I mean? People.
Yeah.
Not enough money to replace people, you know? But they find a way. Yet they don't want to pay reparations. They got all this fucking money.
Mm-hmm.
They'll pay reparations, though. They want to think about it. You know, and this is for somebody like, you know, that's avidly on the side of, fuck yeah, it's owed. You know? It's owed, yeah? Mm-hmm. You're not going to be a part of it, stand out the motherfucking way. It's owed. And they don't want to pay it. They want to think about it. They want to analyze it. They want to make excuses. But they want to give everybody and their fucking mother money to spend on nothing that's not beneficial to black people at all. Oh.
Right.
Have you still, Jesse, you know, knowing that this man and the men before him have created a fucking mess where it almost looks like a, you know, from the outside looking in, I was like, man, you sure you want to do this? Look how we talk about Mayor Hancock. Like, we bad-mouthed that motherfucker all day. So something to talk about you like that. Like, you really want to go through it? He's like, yeah, I know. I'm ready. I'm like, what? I was fighting the whole city. Really?
Yeah.
I'm saying I'm a bad thing. Like, we talk bad about Michael Hancock. He sold out. He sold out.
What is
it? You know what I mean? And there's no explaining it. He sold out.
Yeah.
It's like, that's all they, you know, when you run for mayor, that's what the first thing they're going to fucking say. And it's not even true. You know, but they want to discredit. You know, they were bad mouth and discredit, and you got like a handful of motherfucking people in your village that are like, no, we know that guy. He, nah, not him. Not him. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's refreshing. It's fucking refreshing, personally.
Yeah.
Really, Brother Shabazz, I don't care how bad it looks. I'm going to shake it all up so that they recognize him because they've been intentionally avoiding him. Not mentioning and they'll mention motherfuckers that haven't even made a stance on whether or not they might be thinking about running for mayor. And just totally ignore that Jesse's been saying every fucking week, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, or Friday, that he's going to be the fucking mayor. Saturday. He's going to be the mayor. The whole tokenized him, and I was like, man, they put you in this position. Fuck it, own it. Go for it. That's what happens when you try to tokenize people and use them to be your fucking poster child for unhoused shit when they actually believe in it. All right, fuck it then. Run for mayor. Change the city. We need it. We need it.
Right.
You know? And everybody's so proud of you. Everybody that's like us, okay, that's in your in your village, so fucking proud.
Mm-hmm.
So happy.
Oh, yeah.
And you can tell all these motherfuckers around here, and they don't give a fuck. And it's like, man, let one more motherfucker look at it funny. Like, I don't think I should go home, Brother Shabazz, because I can't tolerate it. I'm like, I don't like that shit. I wanted to fight all these battles for that day, yesterday. Like, can't say another bad about my mayor. That's my mayor. You know what I mean? Because you can catch him dead. I know it's probably inappropriate, but I felt like that. Like, man, that's love, though. That's love. You don't want to see nobody talk bad about someone who wants to do the right things, you know?
Right.
Hey, Brother Shabazz, you got any questions for the future mayor?
Oh, hopefully, either somebody has to lower the rent or give us a better paid job so we can pay the high rent. Either way.
Right. Well, yeah, common folk need to be able to pay the rent. The city employees just voted with city council to give themselves a raise. And I spoke at the hearing, and I said, why did they get a raise? Why did they get a raise and everybody else don't get a raise?
Can supervisors have a raise?
No.
The motherfucking the union workers at the DIA, they didn't get no $85,000 raise. They bickered over King Super just raising it, and they made Jay drug it out like 3 years for the raise. But these motherfuckers want their bread now, and they was fucking up the city, huh? Brother Shabazz, when was the last time you got a raise? Yeah, real shit. You got a job. When was the last time you had a raise?
Maybe, I don't know, last year?
Oh, a whole year. These motherfuckers just got one, right? Before that, Jesse?
Yep. Yep, they voted to give themselves a raise like 2 years ago, and now they're voting again to give themselves another raise.
Privilege, man. And that's why I like that little thing you wrote, where those people are the last to be, you know, handled with tangibles. Because they have the means, they have the privilege, they have the white tears that matter, obviously. You know, I mean, they have the complexion for whatever fucking things they need. And we're what we don't, we don't get no raise, we don't even get a fucking thank you.
Mm-mm.
Hell no. Hell no, we get more debt, more fucking.
It's crazy. I'm like, what's in Denver? Have us paying like $11,000 to $2,000 a month of rent. Statue of Liberty or something?
Mm-mm-mm. Well, you know, I'm on a voucher, right? My apartment used to be, I'm on, like, in North Aurora, right? My apartment used to be $400 back in the early 2000s up to like 2010, right? For a one-bedroom spot right there in the high crime area of Aurora right now, right? Now,
right,
with a voucher, it's $1,400, no heat, no cooler, and no hot water. No sidewalks I can really drive the chair on it or anything. Like, how fucking right is that? And how can it go up so high? You know, and then I wonder, it's my income city. And people want to live here? No one can live here unless you got a good-ass job making, like, $40 an hour.
Or something.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They don't want the unhoused, brother. They didn't want them on boxes. They didn't want them in tents. They didn't want them, you know, anywhere. They don't want them in RVs. They don't want them fucking nowhere. And so where are they going to put them? In jail. They never run out of fucking floor space, but they can't fucking house nobody. They can't provide no real kitchen. I just gave Jesse a flyer that I took the bus today, right? Normal shit. The bus driver gave me a flyer like I was a bum, right? I was just real nice, like really fucking nice. I already couldn't fathom it, right? They just handed it to me, and I'm reading it. And where the fuck? There's no service. There's no provisions for the unhoused. They've been lying. It's all cap. I've been saying it. I'm like, man, you're lying. You nobody can get a fucking sleeping bag in the city, you know? And they have the money. These people have been getting thousands and thousands of dollars just sitting there and not doing nothing with it, you know? Or they've done something with it, but the math don't add up. And who suffers? Everybody but them. Right? They go home. They get to be warm. They get to be fed. They get to be safe. Yeah, motherfuckers in shelters fighting for their lives at night. But nobody wants to deal with that. It's not that bad. Not that bad. Why motherfuckers dying at the rescue mission a couple of times here and there throughout the year? Getting stabbed and
why
shit.
At the Catholic Charities, why did that black woman have to die in the last year?
Right.
That got kicked out of Catholic Charities.
Mm-hmm. I won't even let me in the building. You hear me? I tried to go in there one night to the one over here on Smith Road. Nah, they were gonna make me do the whole runaround and shit. I was like, but I'm right here. I'm stranded. It's cold. No. You look rather familiar. I was like, oh, here we go. Yeah, I'm on small investigator shit because I know you're fucked up. You kill people. You let women out that, over here on Smith Road at night. All those trucking companies and, you know, not to say the unhoused are dangerous or anything like that, but it's just creepy at night when you're a woman, you know? People are out moving around, doing things, you know? And it's creepy, and you're by yourself. It's not always going to be safe. I move around safe, but I got a fucking double serrated fucking machete and, like, three knives in my lap. I'm ready, you know what I mean? I'm ready for war. I can move around like that. Now, not everybody can move around like that. They let women die in there. Intentionally, they got mold and shit, and they know it.
Bro,
yeah, they're killing people. They don't care. They don't care. There's mold in this building right here, and they don't care.
Nope.
And what's bad about the mold?
There's a lot of things in this building they don't care.
Yeah, you know, mold really sets off certain things that black people have that lay dormant. You know, like some might have MS. Things like that, lay dormant and never showed up. And you get them around some fucking black mold or something, all of a sudden that shit triggers. Guillain-Barré, fucking Bell's palsy, fucking anything like that. And mold will trigger it, and no one would know until later that that's what was the cause of a major motherfucking life change. They don't care. They want to kill us. They want to kill us. And, you know, that's just upset. Hey, Brother Shabazz, have you been following the news in Aurora with the chief? The chief, the white chief, the lady? In Arapahoe County?
Yeah. What's the question, the chief?
The police chief?
Well.
So they voted, right? The motherfuckers in the police that are under her? Voted in their union, right? They didn't have trust in her. They don't have trust in her, right? And because she's been holding the racist shit accountable, you know, punishing them a little bit, and not letting it happen. She's trying to do the best she can, you know. And you can really see she's trying to do it, and not to take sides because you know she's white and shit. They're not to take that side. What I'm saying is, they really tried to push her out. The police did. 490 motherfucking votes of unconfidence. And she didn't resign. Mm. She was going to resign. She didn't resign. And I was like, damn, that's ballsy. Because, you know, it's a man's world in the police department. You know? Man's world. She could have got really intimidated. He could have did something to her, hurt her, or something like that to make her leave. She's like, nah, she didn't do it. I was like, kind of impressed a little bit. I was kind of like, damn, that's ballsy. I hope you got a plan. You know?
Yeah.
That's a ballsy move right there. Police don't play. That's nothing but Aryan brother, white supremacy, you know what I mean? Good old boy, fucking shit. I don't give a fuck about women. They don't care if you're white. You know what I mean? I don't give a fuck. At the end of the day, they'll treat you like us, you know? But I got one more question, right? Jada, what was your thoughts, anybody really, on the thoughts about the Ukrainian alleged neo-Nazi being able to come over here and establish life, right? Knowing that the Denver PD, the sheriff, hires foreigners with a fucking work permit of 6 months or greater. What are your thoughts on that? Because that's a reality.
I think if we don't have a new administration, there's going to be a whole bunch of white supremacists and a whole lot more. There's already white supremacists in the Sheriff's Department and the Denver Police Department. And I think we're going to have a whole lot more with them allowing 100,000 refugees, Ukrainian refugees, to come over here. And, yeah, they're going to be in the police force. They're going to be in on the sheriff's department. are going to be doing all these jobs that white supremacists like to do, so they can establish power and control and ostracize and demonize and criminalize and terrorize us. So that's my thoughts on it. I think if we get administration that we currently have, a similar administration in 2023, nothing's going to change. The police are going to continue to get more money. And, yeah, they're going to be hired on as deputies in the Sheriff's Department and the Denver Police Department.
I mean, when they came over to the Brother Jeff show, the Sheriff's Department, I mean, I'm gonna problem saying fuck the police and, you know, all the bullshit. Like, I don't give a fuck. I really don't. There isn't anything they haven't done to me yet that I would be totally shocked at. Can you hear me? It's
Eklund?
Yes,
it's my bad. I was messing with the Rubik's Cube puzzle. My bad.
I'm sorry about that. Yeah, yeah. No worries. When they came on there, you could tell that they were all about fucking locking up. I felt like it would be a wrong thing to go on a tour. You're probably your ass fucking investigating the whole cell. They're like, we'll show you, you know, from this perspective. I was like, I've been in jail, like, a lot. You know? So I was like, no, I'm cool. I've been in jail. What can you show me on that side of the fucking bars that I haven't seen from my indoor cell? You can't show me a fucking new regiment. Y'all fuckers are aggressive, racist, even if you're black, racist, abusive, fucking on the verge of being killers, untrustworthy, liars, you know? You'll say whatever to get your fucking way. You know, you manhandle people. You fucking disappear them. You, dude, Diggins offered, inmates 10 soups and a coffee, some coffee for the back? For real?
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't really offering that at first. That's cap. Because we knew people that were already in there. They were forcing them like they did with Brother Ramel. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Take privilege and anything. You ain't getting out right away. You better take that shot. Put motherfuckers in that are non-COVID heavy in 8-man pods with no mask. You expect them not to have COVID after that. Come on now. I remember COVID. I was checking the COVID. I was like on East Colfax at a motel. And they said, oh, it's by... there's a reported case by East High School. And I'm like, oh, it's too close to cover. And there's a reported case at the Denver City Jail. I'm like, that's a wrap. It's over. Once the jail gets it, it's a wrap. Everybody gets it then. You know? 700 people in 3 months. Brother Shabazz is what they've arrested from Union Station on unhoused or minor drug paraphernalia, doing drugs in public, whatever the fuck is minor, is a misdemeanor, and or previous felony warrants or whatever the fuck they, you know what I mean, whatever they're looking for. 700 people in 3 months? Where did they go? For being a vagrant? For being a vagrant? For real? You're just going to keep them in there? They wanted to pass a no PR bond thing. I'm like, damn, you motherfucker, you'd be lucky if you get a PR bond. Like, you thank God if you got a PR bond.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Yeah, real shit. And then they want to talk about the fines and shit that people don't pay when they go to jail. I'm like, that's fucking, did they charge you? You get up in that bitch. Every kite you send is like $7. They just keep adding it up. They know you're indigent. They know you ain't got no job when they do the pretrial. They know you can't afford it. They know it's burdensome. And yet. You know? The shit's all corrupt, man. That said, Jesse, you got, like, so much ugliness to fix. It's like, it's all, they want to, they should be thankful somebody wants to fix the shit, really. You know what I mean?
Right.
No one really wants to fix it. They just say they do. Would you actually want to fix it? So Thank you. They're lucky motherfucking stars. Somebody actually want to take the time and redo it and fix it to actual functioning society, because we've seen it work. Look at the unhoused.
Yeah,
the unhoused have a very good example of community and mm-hmm. making shit work with limited resources. So they actually sit together. They actually know how to do solidarity. Okay. Mm-hmm. We can't even do solidarity. So I'll be thankful. I'll be like, man, you should thank him. Many fuckers really want to do the work. You just want the money.
That's it.
Bunch of guys, they write articles about me and Jesse every week.
Every week.
Google. Well, me not so much because they won't let me talk on purpose for 3 weeks now. But pretty much every week for months, they said the doll was a bully. In the comments, the doll's always talking about the racist stuff. I've been debunking that, man. Motherfuckers got agendas and they're not black.
Mm-hmm.
Not black agendas.
Right.
They're everything but. Over this last year, the new black media has really pointed out the fact of everybody before us. Everybody's got a crime bill, a protection, a motherfucking reparation, except for us.
Right.
That shit's foul. I don't understand why we're not all angry, you know? Are we building up the anger for a Nat Turner revolt? That's my question. That guy just hold it in a couple more months and we just go unleash the internet turner? You know what I mean? What are we holding on for at this point? I mean, when last year with the unhoused protest, remember? Jesse, where the city was live, they were scared.
Yeah.
we can't act like that. It's summertime. It shouldn't even be rolling around that now. What we got to do to get this started? I'm not serious. As us black people here in the city, are we holding on to our inner Nat Turner to unleash it? When's the right time? Because we're constantly getting fucked with. When is the right time? Are we doing that intentionally? Because I want to know. I'll just hold on a couple more months.
So like the dude in the movie Spooks is sat by the door, he just get the man who's a very light-skinned man who plays and Spooks sat by the door. He said he heard that he writes. He said he needs propaganda, the message go out to the people. He said about through the music, poetry, anything that gets the message to the people. I think that's what he said. You know, the movie, The Spooks Sat by the Door, the movie was banned when they first came out.
I thought the book was better, right? They had a book, right? The book was better, right?
Yeah, I read the book, too.
Yeah. I started the book first before I see the movie. The book was good, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Are we waiting? Are we holding on? Because I'm like, man, just let me check my memo. I'll pencil this shit in. We unleash it out of the fucking pull up. What the fuck is, why is anybody not mad? I mean, I feel I'm the only one who's angry like this.
Because they're comfortable under the illusion of inclusion.
Brother Shabazz.
I'm here.
Are all of our elder Panthers, are they asleep or non-existent? Do we have anybody in activity anymore? It's real shit. Can we wake them up? Why shit wouldn't be happening? You know what I mean? Wake them up. Are they there? Is it okay for me and Jesse just to bring the movement back? Because we got permission. real shit. Do we got to do that? Because where is everybody? At least the last remaining few. You know what I mean? Pop some count. We already know he's out there. Ready. Who's
been ready for years.
Seriously, Brother Shabazz, Do you know?
Good question. You know, you never know. I need to try to find contact Brother Eric. You know.
Have you gotten a hold of him recently? Like in the last time we talked to you?
It was somewhere in January. I'm not sure.
That was a long time ago. Like when we last talked to you about it.
Yeah. He's going through some stuff, you know. Hopefully Brother Eric will be all right.
Right.
Yeah, if you don't reach out, we can't be supportive if you don't tell anybody. You know what I mean? How can we support him if we don't know, you know? At least something, like to be of support. That's what the village is supposed to do. When you're down, we're supposed to uplift you. You know what I mean? Dust you off, empower you back then. Fighting stance. Because, you know, like when he gave us the hoodies, he made my patrolling official. I shot that out every time. You know what I mean? I ride around with my little whip. I got my stuff covered with my little machete and shit, and the sweatshirt over it. So you clearly see I'm representing. You know, clearly, like it's so important. You know, and when he dropped them off, I was like, damn, what happened? Please, like, do we gotta send a Brother Eric bat signal to the land? You're gonna be okay, you know? It's really important. Like, we should find out, because maybe he has all the answers that I just asked, you know, to my questions. Because I would replace a lot of
I think I got an idea. Maybe I can just get. I keep forgetting the brother's name. He's trying to be be a rapper and stuff. He's conscious. But maybe I can just find the brother.
Oh, the one that be on our show?
Facebook. Doing the show. Maybe he can just. Maybe he can just give information.
Yeah.
To people.
Yeah, like we'll throw up a bat signal, like a, you know, hey, like we do, like, oh, we need you. Please give me the phone call, man, because we need help. Because, like, we could start a chapter here, you know, if we had to. I'm just particular, man.
Yeah.
You know, like, nobody's really up for the militant revolutionary fucking stance nowadays. Everybody's like, I don't know, man. I can't leave my butter biscuits. I can't leave this behind, man. Like, you know, they pay me good. And, I mean, what am I going to do without this job? Man. You know, I don't know, man. I'm used to Kroger. Whatever, you know. Do for self. All summer, all winter, Brother Shabazz, you're like, do for self, do for self, do for self. You know?
Oh, yeah.
That message is hard.
No.
That's a hard message that people really need to do.
We'll figure something out, you know?
We noticed that, like, out there with other people in other states, Brother Shabazz, that they're like, it's not as deep with the fucking coonery and the stupid cognitive dissonance, you know, that people have, the lack of, I don't know, being awake and conscious, you know, and ready. People aren't ready, like, you know, even for the potential of what happens if, and they had to survive without, you know what I mean? They're not ready for war. They're really not. Mm-hmm. Not ready for war or fucking shutdowns or people, you know? They're not ready. They don't got nothing stocked up. They're not ready to be marauders. They're not ready. We're ready at all. It's like, man, this part of the world is coming to fucking hell in a handbasket. And everybody's not on the same page. Like, black people for real will not get on the same page. Some will, but they're just saying that. I don't even know if it's real. I have to wonder sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
It's empty out here. I feel like it's very, very few of us.
Yeah, I still know that brother. I don't know how he contacted me, and he came to Denver. It was back in 2013, and we just met, you know, Rakim Balogun. He's in Dallas, Texas, you know. He stay in contact. He just raised funds just for Asian men. Well, he actually raises Asian men still. He better be glad that he's still alive messing with that brother. He has a military experience. He's a Marine veteran. He used to be in the Marines.
Mm. Yeah, that's the train right there.
And he's in that. I talked to him, was it last week or two? But recently.
Mm.
Hopefully he'll beat the case.
I manifest that they beat that, because any kind of safe structure like that for our city is like beneficial. Like, I'm glad Pops let me kind of help out with the Dahlia Square, man. Like, I want to see nothing bad happen to the elders, and I'm all about fucking. I'm all about getting in somebody's ass and chasing them off, and you know, just holding down stuff. I'm like, man, that's right up my alley. You know, I'm like, security, what? Let me handle that. You know, say less. It's just for like, it's just to do it.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
I'm
there's
be
no
back.
Benefit.
You can continue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's just it's no. You know, I'm glad that Pop said I could do it, because I'm built for it. Even nothing else, just because that's what I like to do. You know, in my more nefarious life, that shit was the business. What? Collections? Can I kick in a door? What did you say? Run that back, you know? It's just fun. Like, not good fun, but like, it's right there with my skill set, you know? I kind of feel like the elders need that. You need to be their mayor, you know?
Yeah.
You need to be their mayor. I should talk to you more in those meetings, though. They need to let you just take naps and just chill. I got a whole bunch of mothers over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cause they just protect you. Like little hens, you know? And I'm like, man, say less. I got this. Yeah, let me help out. Let me help out. Because none of that shit that was going on, like, any of that. Man, none of that. They would hate to go visit their relative over there.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, that light's getting thick, girl. Is she at the door? I'll come back. Girl, oh, that light's getting thick, girl, with a bad ass, the one that's all demanding. Follow me, man. She wouldn't leave me alone. She kept telling me, you know it's time to go, right? Don't make me call the police. Actually, I'm not going to call the police. I'm going to find somebody else to call the police. But let's just walk out the door together. You want to follow the rules? Let's walk together. Get the fuck out of here. Who the fuck you think you is? I don't give a fuck. Put an agreement. Tell somebody. Please. Tell somebody. Oh, where are you walking off with that chair for? You know you don't live here? Look, I'm all about the unhoused. You don't live here, cuz. Let me help you out, though. Let me walk you to the bus stop. Get out of here. Don't come back. I'm my eyes are everywhere. I don't leave this place. I don't have a life. Nobody would not want to come in there. But is that old light-skinned thick girl in the power chair there? I'll pass. I'll come back tomorrow. I'll be there Tuesday. You know what I mean? Oh, she's a real asshole. She followed me all around the building. You want to take that little thing with that? She's on my ass. She has a machete. I don't give a fuck. So they're like, man. I can see the old ladies being like, please don't be mean to them. I'm like, no, go back out this shit. Those ladies are nice over there. The elders are nice over there.
I'm back. Sorry.
Hey, Brother Shabazz, I want to I want the hookup on the little jewelry with the guy that made the little African pieces, the sparkly ones.
The jewelry?
Yeah.
I want the jewelry. Oh.
Yeah, you with the sparklies. So what did you have for a while? The little African pieces, the little chains?
Oh, African people?
No,
pieces. Pieces. Your jewelry. You got the little African necklaces?
Oh,
chains?
I just got a connection. I just cashed out my money and he just smelled it. Oh, the Shango?
Yeah. Was it expensive?
Both of them, it's supposed to be $80, but I just gave him $20 tips and just gave him $100. It's supposed to be $80. Mm-hmm. This $50 each on some jewelry, I think it's $50 each.
Mm-hmm. That's just tight. I'm putting that on my goal list. You know, I was like, man, he got the shiny.
Yeah, I just decided, I don't know why he's trying to put an effort to ship. It's cool to be an entrepreneur, just making jewelry, selling ankhs and African medallions. That's cool,
mm-hmm.
though, you know?
If you got a talent for it,
You've seen
Dr. Avant. I like to call it Dr. Avant. Yeah, just because it sounds like. You've seen Artrista. She always got nice little pieces. I accidentally broke my necklace on my shit with my keys by accident, right? And I was like, man, I haven't pieced it together because I just feel like, this just needs her hands. I just don't want to tell her, you know? Yeah, it broke. I was like, man,
yeah,
me and Jesse
have nothing to do again. Jewelry? He used to inbox people trying to sell his jewelry, show pictures that he wants to sell.
It's a good business. He got the gentleman looking all shiny and shit. That's good.
Oh, yeah, that picture that I have on the Facebook, the background picture of the big golden ankh. Yeah, I got it from that brother. I think I paid $50. I inboxed him $50. He just mailed it to me. He lives in Buffalo, New York. He makes jewelry.
Oh,
okay.
No,
oh,
Lady K, how
jewelry.
Much time?
The one thing I regret this year was not having a job. Because I would have did amazing things on my birthday. And I regret it. I regret, that's the one thing I regret, is not having a job for my birthday, you know? Because it was a really crazy, boring birthday because everything just kind of fell apart. But everything is all about finances now. Everything's so expensive, you know? And I just regret that part. That was the only thing I regret, is not having a job like 3 months in advance for my birthday. You know?
Yeah. How much time do we have left, Lady Chair?
I don't know. Let me look. I like hosting the show. See, about making me a little blog. What was it? It's at 52:54 right now. That's where we're at. Where's Heather? I don't know. I can't see it. It's on the phone. Oh, let me look. Can I see it on the computer? 14 minutes and 11 seconds.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Let me see. Maybe not. Nope. Okay, yeah, never mind. We're all in here together. Right. Let me see. Let's find out. Hold on. Okay.
You're on the air with
What's
up? You know who this is? Brother Isaiah on the ones and twos. You know who it is on the mic. Check. I'm trying to call the Lakeway family. Yeah, congrats to you, Brother Jay. Congrats, man. How are you made it to the list? What's up? Black power to the Black family. I'm sorry calling so late. Thanks for calling Soul Radio. Like, you know, this damn won't work. Right, but I say, you know, this damn won't work got me out here, out and about, you know what I'm saying, making money. So what's good,
yeah,
y'all?
Like,
what's good?
Lady K,
I'm
supposed to be interviewing me.
Yeah, he suggested
right,
on it.
Right.
But I'm the
host. Yeah, positive. Like, what about that? Like, where he at? You know,
that
at the job, you know. Right. The thought of going so late, Black family. I'm sorry. You know, this work just got me all tired and shit. And so I'm here now. Better, I'm late than ever. You know.
Do you have any questions?
Not really. I just kind of just listen on, you know. Like, I just want congrats to you, Papa Jays. Like, you did the damn thing. You on the list, you know, doing them so independently. I'm proud of you, brother.
I told you, all of us that are in the village are super happy.
Right.
I seen him on Facebook.
I was like, yes. Put the brother name on the list. We need independent individuals right now. No more Republican, no more Democrat. We doing for ourselves right now, independently. Congrats to y'all. I'm proud of y'all.
Hell yeah. I'm proud of you, man. You did something I thought I'd never see in life.
Breaking the tears right in my eyes right now. Do good things at Denver, Colorado. So I'm so proud. So we got to come together as one, you know.
They couldn't go to school with them.
Right.
And I had a little sense of sadness, like, oh man, he gets to go to school this year, and I gotta wait. I gotta stay back. I was just back at 3:30.
You ain't lying about that, right? See y'all never gave up, and y'all keep fighting the good fight. So I salute to y'all. Y'all winning, y'all gonna make me proud. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Like, really. I want to thank y'all doing that. Because
see,
when you come to
them. I was like, it's Jesse's dream, man. I'm going to be the conciliator that lights the fire and makes the way. I told him, I was like, man, you think we want to fight the whole team?
I'm glad y'all didn't stop doing what y'all doing, because we need to get rid of this, this homeless, you know, because we need to get, we need to come together as one. We need to send our people straight, like, you know, like we need to this is straight and a narrow. You know, send them to the right path so they don't be no more homeless people like ourselves out there on the street, hanging around on the street corners. Like, I'm tired of seeing that shit. So I want to salute y'all. So Suzu, go ahead, y'all. I'm going to let y'all carry on.
Okay.
No, you're
thank
right.
You
right.
Okay,
she's seeing that shit. I was like, at some point, you're going to want to stop looking at your people like, fuck, man. They keep saying we could do better, and they did shit.
Right.
Time
to, you know, wake up, you know, time to get the wake-up call, you know.
I asked Brother Chavez, I don't understand why people aren't mad. Are we just waiting, like, we just stepping our internet turner down? we're just stepping it down for, like, 3 months from now, we just gonna react and just go butt wild and pull up on everything. Is that what's happening? Because just let me know. I'll wait for those 3 months.
I say.
Stepping down our internet turner, annual vote.
Yep.
We had a whole couple of summers of torumentous warfare on the city, you know. for a couple of times.
The most definitely.
That's the
And so, and what are your plans when you get to the office, Black Fam? When your plans get to get to the office?
It's so much stuff. We don't even have time to go through all. But basically,
you got more time. Yeah, you got more time, Black Fam. Y'all got more time. So you know, I just want to. I'm so proud of y'all right now. I was like, what?
I never thought anybody like me from the street would ever see. And all you can do is support and just fucking make his way through. You know?
Yeah, time for us too. I'm supporting one another. Time for us to stop bashing at each other. I'm tired of seeing that shit too. Always want to talk down on us. I'm like, yo, come on now. Can't we like support each other? Mm-hmm. We don't support each other enough. Like, what the fuck? I'm like, yo.
I would rather not have comfort and nothing and be a real motherfucking revolutionary, a real bucket person, and not have nothing, then have everything and be a fucking coon and a fake and a motherfucking perpetrator. A real shit.
That's
I'd rather be broke and live on the fucking street for the rest of my motherfucking life rather than be who I am now.
And you know, never change. And you know what? When y'all do go to the office, never change who you are. Okay, just you know, never look back. Just come together as one, because you know, you got some politicians up in there. They forgot and where they came from. Like, what the fuck? Exactly. Like, yo, like, come on, man. Like, don't let the politicians change y'all. I've been seeing them, and I've been seeing this, I forgot her name is, like, oh, she is running for the, what's her name again, running for the, Supreme Court, what's her name?
I think
that's her name is, I don't know, like, she
did,
people like she's trying to get the I forgot the later asked her a question about the where women or something like she's something like I don't know the answer to that. Like, what? You don't know the answer to the definition of a woman?
They just kind of appease black people. That's it. They probably get a dark in their sister there. Whoa. Turn a blind eye. Except the symbolism. Mm. Well, no, man.
That's exactly what it is.
Go ahead. I said, what's your
favorite? Go ahead, brother. Yeah, go ahead, brother. Go ahead, brother. You got something to add?
Yeah, we got 4 minutes. Is it going into overtime?
It's only going to allow probably 5 minutes overtime, so.
Okay.
We got a little overtime.
Everybody's about to go on an overtime.
Oh, yeah. Can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, bro. Go ahead, bro. We got something to add?
Yeah, I was just listening while I was getting dressed, and now I'm on my way to work. I'm still, yeah, I know. I was just wondering, I'm like, can I just go to a meeting at least, you know, just to escape, you know, just hear what people say in the meeting.
Oh, yeah, there's always a place for you, Brother Chappelle. We need you.
Yeah.
There's, of course, there's a place for you. There's always a place for
you.
We need you.
No, we're
at the time is now. Because and they know their time is up. Right, because and they know their the time is up right now. They know the time is up, so time for because we know what time it is, so time for us to come, you know. Come on, like, we gotta do some things, we gotta run things, we gotta own every shit back. Like just like what Brother Jay said, time for other groups to hold their own nuts.
So time for I was on 2 feet, so I'm fighting back, pull the punches, left and right, twos and twos or whatever. Like, come on, like, is ain't y'all time seeing that same routine every day on TV? Like, come get less one. Sure, to call on a brother a black, or call on a brother Shabaka, Black Experience, we're going to give you the real deal and tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm. And that's what's up.
Yeah, unapologetically.
Like, and don't be scared of calling in.
Yeah,
right.
I'm scared to call
it. Oh,
fuck
it. And they don't want to get roasted. Right, they don't want to get roasted. So, hey, I've been on this platform since day zero, so I know how to get down. So whoever wants to get roasted, I'm going to get roasted by them. I'm going to get roasted on them. So sure, and they better call in because I feel like roasting.
Yeah, I don't think at this point there's no reason to be scared to call it. Just,
right.
Just tell us what happened.
Waiting for the buying supporters.
Tell us how you got
there. Right. They're waiting for them buying supporters. Waiting for your call in. Like, you know,
right.
And Sleeping Joe ain't doing a damn thing. He just over there did some sleeping. Yep, he was over there did some sleeping.
Yeah,
every time when somebody asked him a question, he would just be dozing off like, I'm going to do that. Don't hang up, y'all. We're doing overtime, so don't hang up, y'all.
Stay on the line. I just want to say, we're proud of our guy. He's going to be the best fucking mayor, and he's going to have motherfuckers behind him riding that ass to make sure he's the best there. Because we can't have this no more.
Right.
So we'll be right with it. Now, hang up, family.
Shout out to
Brother Shabaka Sankori. He's busy doing work and
getting
his thing right.
For putting us on the platform.
Right.
Yeah, we got salute to Brother Shabaka, y'all. We got salute to
Shabaka.
Him because he won and gave us the platform, and also rest in power to a man, Dr. D, and rest in power to him for giving us the our voice of reason on the show. So we got salute to them. Don't forget about that, Black family. Salute to the OGs. For the original gods to put on the platform. We're trying to make it happen.
Y'all got a closing statement while we're in overtime?
And you can go first, system.
It's not even going to sound biased. I don't even apologize for this. And that's my mate. And as hard as it is to go through this with him, it's going to be a learning experience just for the sake of me trying to control myself and not want to kick everybody's ass and be stupid. I just feel like you just want to protect him, man. You know, the world is a dangerous place for black men.
How about that?
I want him to experience this one thing, and I want him to have the best experience. And I feel like, man, I'm going to make these motherfuckers see he's the best man for the job here. And he deserves a real fucking fighting chance. I want everybody to be worried that he's a problem. even if the worst thing does that, just be worried that someone's coming for your position, just because. Just because. It gives your heart a little bit more character knowing that you are at risk of losing your job. You're at risk of having your contract taken and your whole everything just changed up and for the better. And I want black people to understand that it's okay to be black. It's okay to come back.
Right, sell out,
don't let go of this money shit. It ain't worth it at the end of the day. At the end of the day, you got the mobility, the integrity. It's okay to be black.
I agree.
Okay. I mean, don't be afraid to be black anymore. Like, no, this coon shit,
right.
This coon shit, right. You know what I mean? You might as well just say you got to be white. Don't do that no more. I mean, it's okay to be black. It's okay to be unapologetic. It's okay to be as black as you want to be. Black as you can be now.
Right.
We need you.
Mm-hmm.
We need you to come back.
Yep.
Wake up.
We
come
need
back.
You. Wake the
we
hell
need
up.
You. We need the community. We ain't got no community. You know what I mean? Wake up.
Right,
snap
right.
out of it. Re-educate. Get a book.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking go find your friends.
Yeah,
you
we are all living in a nightmare. So there's not no American dream. This is a nightmare, okay?
Right.
Yeah,
wake up, American
like,
nightmare.
You know, summertime, man. Where's the barbecues and the family get-togethers? You know? That
right.
needs to happen because we're outnumbered by gentrification. You know,
that's
we
right.
need to stay on the side. Not no ratchet shit, but we need some community fucking time. You know? Mother walks by, like, I have to
right.
use forever.
That's right.
How you doing? That's
it.
No, I don't care. What's the big deal? You're hanging out with Ty.
Lady
Tay.
Not sure.
I don't know how much time it's going to give us for overtime.
Yeah, I can't read the timer.
Thank you everybody for coming on and make sure you vote for me in May. Excuse me, not May.
Right.
April.
April. Okay. The other day, I wish you was my mayor for the whole entire state. Shoot. And I need some things done and around in in the East Coast, West Coast, to the Midwest, all kinds of all the states. We need you, Brother Jay. All this shit going on.
besides Jesse,
not
all our black friends from all over
all
show up.
Right, but they're all the same. Sure, and we need you for all the same songs. Sure.
Yeah.
Stop, Lady Tay, because I don't know how much time they're going to give us for overtime.
Yeah. All right, good. I got a song right now. I'm going to start the song, right?
I'm
gonna try to reach out for the brothers, you know.
Hey, let's dialogue offline, Brother Shabazz, when you can, okay? We'll talk on the next live.
You want to do your closer comments, Bob?
just keep in touch and just plan and just have a meeting and move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Brother Shabaka sends his love and says fuck Hollywood and Twitter and everything.
Fuck Hollywood. Fuck Hollywood. Fuck the Grammys. You know, fuck the Oscars. You know, all that. All that shit. I've been saying this before. Like, turn off the TV because the TV is some damage your minds. Time to break our chain because all this propaganda, this agenda, this shit got going on. Right now, I'm tired of seeing this shit on everything on TV. Like, that they always got this real love on hip hop and all that. Turn that shit off. Pick up a damn book.
Right.
Read. Research. Right. Do something. Learn something.
Baby,
let's not from
got
the
like
TV. Right.
No.
That TV is some damage you on the intellect. So you need to turn it off and stop watching the news also.
No,
wait a minute,
we don't.
Oh, and how many minutes we got?
We're in overtime, so I'm surprised they even gave us this much time. So I would say,
they did not pull the plug on us. Okay, shoot. I got more time. Anyway, I said, turn off the TV. Like, turn off the TV, pick up a book.
Back in the early 90s, his first album, America's Most Wanted, turn off the bullshit. Turn off the motherfucking radio.
Turn off the radio, too. Right. Turn off everything. Turn off everything. Pick up a book and, write and research. Come on.
I'll
be doing that every 24/7.
Black power to the next episode.
Black power.
Love you guys.
Black power to the next episode.
Yeah. We're going
to keep doing this. Right. We're going
to
keep doing this.
Ben Shibaka has to come over and kick us off the fucking platform. All right, bye-bye. Talk to you guys later.
You're bad, Jeff. Say it louder. Thank you, eyes.